Good morning. High pressure continues to build into interior New York and New England with a brisk northwesterly breeze. Most everyone waking up in the mid-20s to lower 30s, but with that wind flow at times gusting up to 15 to 20 miles per hour, the wind chill values are largely in the 20s, and that's what you should prepare for out the front door early this morning. Skies remain cloudy. We're even seeing a few flurries and scattered snow showers in the Champlain Valley, parts of the Adirondacks, the Western Mohawk Valley, the Finger Lakes region, and Southern Tier. Otherwise, mainly dry weather, and most of us will have a dry morning commute. The weather will tend to dry out even more today, and the clouds will tend to break up as well, and we'll have more in the way of sunshine this afternoon, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. But even the remainder of interior New York and New England will start to see some sunshine breaking through around lunchtime and as we get through the afternoon hours. Temperatures, though, will not respond much. Even with some sunshine, we'll only manage to get into the lower to mid-30s on average for afternoon highs, although in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, we'll approach the 40-degree mark. Clear and cold tonight, temperatures dropping back into the teens region-wide. With that high-pressure center overhead, that means more sunshine mixed with a few clouds tomorrow. Less wind, so it'll feel more comfortable on Wednesday with highs reaching into the middle 30s once again. On Thursday, the next disturbance will approach. It's a weak system moving in from the Great Lakes, and it's moisture-starved. Clouds, though, will begin to increase during the day, and temperatures will be in the mid-30s for highs. This will lead to a few light snow showers Thursday night and into the early morning hours on Friday, which could dust the ground across the higher terrain. Most of the valleys will stay dry, though, with very little, if any, accumulation. And Friday afternoon, it'll be breezy and colder with highs closer to 30 degrees. A new area of high pressure will build in for the weekend, keeping it dry with a decent amount of sunshine both Saturday and Sunday, highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather, a relatively quiet weather pattern across much of the lower 48 as a sprawling surface high pressure center dominates, resulting in below average temperatures from nearly coast to coast. The greatest departures from normal today will be from the Great Basin to the Midwest and Appalachians, where afternoon highs of 10 to 20 degrees below early December normals are expected. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Pembroke Pines, Florida, to a low of 13 below zero at Bryce Canyon, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy, lower 40s. Boston, sunny and breezy in the mid-30s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low 35. The average temperature, 43. That's 10 degrees above normal. 0.3 of an inch of precipitation yesterday coming in the form of rain showers, just a trace of snow. That trace is all we've seen for the month so far, which is 0.9 of an inch of snow below normal. But with 10.4 inches of snow for the season, that's 6.4 inches above normal. There were 22 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 78. That's 16 below normal. And 1,454 for the season, which is 44 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees. The average low, 26. The record high, 63, set in 1998 and in 1982. And the record low, 9 below zero in 1940. Sunrise this morning at 7:09 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to middle teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and breezy today with a few scattered snow showers and highs around 30. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, becoming partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the middle 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle and upper teens. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny skies, breezy today, and highs in the lower to middle 30s. Mostly clear skies, cold tonight, with lows in the middle and upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, cold but with less wind, more comfortable, lower to mid-30s. Some morning sunshine giving way to clouds on Thursday, mid-30s. Light snow showers, primarily in the hills and mountains on Thursday night and very early Friday morning. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and colder Friday afternoon, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 20s on Saturday, and mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower to mid-30s both on Sunday and Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.